With Veterans Day being this week, I thought it was very, very important to get through the entire veteran experience. We talked about those who served. We talked about their time in their service. But also, we need to spend a lot more time talking about what happens when they come back. Joining us now to discuss on the Warrior Injury Law studio line is the executive director of the Association of Service Dog Providers for Military Veterans and the founder of Northwest Battle Buddies, Shannon Walker. Shannon, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's a pleasure.
Such a pleasure to have you. So I've seen the movies. There's a lot of feel-good movies about what you guys do. Why don't you tell us exactly what you guys do?
Yeah, so Northwest Battle Buddies and the Association. So really quick, the Association is a collective group of organizations that provide service dogs for veterans. And Northwest Battle Buddies is my organization. And what we do is we provide service dogs, highly trained, professionally trained service dogs to veterans that are battling PTSD. Our dogs are trained for 5 months. The veterans are trained for 5 weeks. And then we provide those dogs free of charge. And we actually, this month, are training our 300th service dog for our American Hero.
That's incredible. So tell me what exactly this does, because I see veterans with service dogs all the time. I'm friends with a couple of them, but I've never had the courage to ask, what does this help with? How does this help? Can you explain that to us?
Absolutely. Well, the service dog, it's a service dog. It's a tool. It is trained to mitigate a disability. And what these dogs are specifically trained to do is to mitigate the symptoms of PTSD, which is isolation, hypervigilance, panic attacks, things like that. So we train our dogs to specifically go out and navigate all of life for public access as they should. We don't want the dogs to be disruptive. They need to be not seen or heard. They just follow their handler very respectfully and very disciplined. But yet when the veteran starts to have a panic attack or the veteran needs to, it's just having the anxiety as an example in public, they can either learn to use the dog, whether it's grounding techniques, tactile reinforcement to get out of their brain and into the moment of now, or even in the right place, deep pressure therapy, where the dog will actually put its body on them to one degree to another, and help their anxiety and their breathing and everything else come down. Because the minute you start to share affection with a dog, within minutes, oxytocin starts to go through the dog's body and the veteran's body. And right now, we're pairing our 300th dog with a veteran currently, right now. And one of our veterans, he was in public on his watch. He saw that his heart rate was 107 beats a minute when we were in the mall the first time. And we're teaching him to use his dog, and he's using his dog in deep pressure therapy in the corner of a mall area and got his heart rate down to 70 so he could then proceed. And now it's just, you know, it's learning how to use the tool to mitigate these symptoms so we can go on through life and we don't have to run out of the mall or, you know, our veterans call leave the mission. We can finish what we were going to do, because so often our veterans, you know, they're isolated and they just don't go out, or they go out at 3 a.m. in the morning, or they just have a small world because they don't know how to go out and handle these attacks in their brain and everything in their body that's happening. And they are taught to use the tool to bring them back down to where they can continue to proceed and put one foot in front of the other. And it opens up their world. It's an amazing, when it's done correctly, it's completely life-changing.
We're talking with Shannon Walker, who is the founder of Northwest Battle Buddies and the executive director of the Association for Service Dog Providers for Military Veterans. How did you get into this? Why is this something you want to take on? It's a rather unique career direction.
Well, yeah, thank you. So I've been a professional dog trainer for 30 years, and I was taught to believe in God, family, and country. And when you're in the presence of a veteran, you're in the presence of a hero. My dad taught me that. He served during the Korean War. And he taught me to believe when you're in the presence of a veteran, you're in the presence of a hero, even though he never considered himself one. So as a professional trainer, when I met my first veteran that wanted help, he wanted his dog to be trained to help him with his PTSD. That's where it changed for me. Through the training process with this veteran, I saw him find courage to lead his dog places he was afraid to go alone. And I saw him be willing to do for his dog what he was unwilling to do for himself. And even though I had accomplished a lot in the dog world, even international titles and training thousands of dogs and working with the police officers, when I watched Kevin walk away with his service dog after all the training was finished, I significantly felt like I made the difference in the quality of somebody's life. And I thought, you know, in my simple-minded thinking, I thought if I can just adopt dogs out of shelters, I can train them and I can gift them and say thank you for my freedom. And that's how it got started. I just went right out and adopted 5 dogs out of a shelter because I had a professional kennel to put them in and I had a professional team to take care of them. And that was 13 years ago and 300 dogs ago. And, you know, it's I like to say it's a calling. I mean, we choose our life and stuff, but this is a way to give back and make a difference. And, you know, the team, you know, that I work with, whether it's with the association or whether it's with Northwest Battle Buddies, you know, we have the opportunity to just see the best in humanity in our volunteers and our teams and our donors that are making a difference. Because it really is, in my opinion, we the people need to stand in the gap for our veterans. And that's what we're doing.
Shannon, if people want to be part of your organization, if they want to help with your organization, or they're a veteran who wants to benefit from your organization, what's the best way for them to do so?
Is to NorthwestBattleBuddies.org, all spelled out. They can go and people can donate. You know, these dogs are $25,000 by the time they are ready to go to a veteran, and they are at no charge, no cost to the veteran at all. And so we need help with our donors. But if somebody wants to raise a puppy, you know, we have a breeding program and we raise puppies in the homes, and there's all kinds of monthly giving programs and things like that. But if there's a veteran listening to this that has lost hope or is like, man, can my life ever be different? Check out Northwest Battle Buddies. We are nationwide, and it's just they can go on there, fill out the application. We have a veteran liaison that help walk them through the process, and we would love to serve them because there is hope out there on the end of the leash with a battle buddy from Northwest Battle Buddies.
Shannon Walker, Executive Director of the Association of Service Dog Providers for Military Veterans and founder of Northwest Battle Buddies, thank you so much for joining us today to bring awareness to not just your programs, but also to veterans who may need their help. Really appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and to all our veterans out there, thank you for our freedom.
Amen. Couldn't have said it better myself. Shannon, thank you so much for being with us today. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.